I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
You just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. Happy, happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome to the Disney List. We're getting this show started. And before we talk about today's topic, it is one that is near and dear to our hearts, at least mine and Kristen's. Kristen, what are we talking about today?
We are taking a topic that would normally be covered on my show, Dining at Disney. But today we are going to be talking about the top 15 Walt Disney World bars and lounges.
Yes. Because it's Father's Day coming up, and we want to make sure that you get all your Father's Day info in for the weekend, including the best bars to take old dear old dad. You know what I mean? It's my first Father's Day.
True.
We had the first Mother's Day last month, and now first Father's Day. I'm down with that. So anyway, join in the fun if you're checking us out from various other social media platforms. Interact with us here at the Disney List on Facebook. Be sure to be part of the live chat. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our show where all podcasts are available anywhere you find podcasts, as it were. And then leave us those 5-star reviews and we'll read the reviews on an upcoming Disney List podcast. Also, we would love to have you book your next Walt Disney World trip, your Universal vacation, or your next cruise, because cruise lines are coming back to life. Or Adventures by Disney, they'll be coming back to life at some point. You need to book them with Kristen. I had some friends reach out to me and say, Aljon, you know the most about Disney than anyone I know. Literally, on Instagram. You know, where would a family like ours stay? Well, I could tell you, and then I could also tell you, and I would, and I did tell this acquaintance of mine, look, you just need to book your trip with Kristen because she's going to save you money, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you need to kind of expand on all that. You're going to see
it. I can save people lots of money because once they book their Disney trip, Universal, whatever it is, I always continue to look for promotions that can be applied because sometimes, like right now, you can book 2022, and I have people booking 2022. And right now, there's going to be no deals. The prices are going to be higher, of course, because it's next year. But if you book it now, I continue to look. So when they do release the deals for 2022, I go ahead, see if your date, if your resort, your category, all of that is included in that promotion. And if so, I apply it. If not, but something similar is available, I'll let you know that too to see if maybe you are interested in that particular resort.
There you go. She'll find the deals for you. What's the email address?
It is themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Let's get this show started. Available on Sorcerer Radio and everywhere you can find podcasts. And now on Audible and Amazon Music. Alexa, play the Disney List podcast.
Playing the Disney List podcast from Amazon Music.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
My imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Al John.
Big ups, big thanks to Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Our broadcast partner, it is the Disney List, your weekly show where we talk about Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars and bring you rankings, our top 10s, top 15s, maybe even more, like top 20s. One day we'll have this epic list. We're just going to have to zigzag zim like a bunch of really cool things, like a top 50 list. Can you imagine like a top 50 list? That would be mind-blowing. It would be mind-blowing. Anyway, we're here to blow your minds today. My name's Al John Goh, lifelong Marvel, Disney, Star Wars fan, pop culturist, and welcome to the Disney List. Also joining us, as always, my better half, the co-host of Dining at Disney podcast, Kristen. Hello, Kristen.
Hello.
Kristen Hetzel. Yes. Oh. And I'm going to say that your podcast, once again, always golden. Not only do you have an awesome producer, but you also have awesome, awesome stuff there on Dining at Disney. Yes.
Pat yourself on the back.
Yes, I'm patting myself on the back. So, Kristen, what did you talk about on this week's show?
We talked about Bubba's experience with Avengers Campus and all of the delicious food that he and Tay tried while they were there.
I tell you, that was a lot
of fun. And the cool souvenir things that they picked up, food related, of course.
Well, I'm down with that. I'm down with the fact that they hooked you up with that patch from Pim's snack kitchen, or snack tester from Pim's test kitchen, which is awesome.
It's a patch and a button, so I can't wait to put that on something.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Hey, did you also know that it was the anniversary of Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark? Came out June 12th over this past weekend, really, for Raiders of the Lost Ark. You still haven't seen that, have you?
No, I have not.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You're going to lose all the cred here. Because isn't Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Forbidden Eye like one of your favorite attractions at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of need to see an Indiana Jones movie. Have you not seen any Indiana Jones movies? We've talked about this in the past, but I want to.
I've seen part of one, and that was it.
Oh, man. What do you guys think? Just let Kristen have it. Just let her have it.
No, because it's not like I said I haven't seen Star Wars, because there's a lot of people out there that still have not seen Star Wars.
And what's wrong with them?
And I'm just saying, at least you can't say anything like, well, you haven't seen Star Wars.
I don't.
Well, then there would be something wrong with me.
I don't think.
You could say that.
I don't think we could be married if you haven't seen Star Wars. I wouldn't have done, especially during our entire lifetime together, because we've been married since 2003. There have been tons of time for you to get into Star Wars, and you do like Star Wars because you're a fan of the Clone Wars. You're a fan of all the films, really, pretty much. Mostly the George Lucas saga.
Yes,
you know, mostly that, and especially Ewan McGregor. Three. You're a big fan of Ewan McGregor, anyway. You're a big fan.
Oh,
of,
yeah.
You're a big fan of Ashley Eckstein, right? So you're just in Ahsoka. Big fan
Ray
of Matt Lanter, Ray Park. You're a big fan of that.
And
Qui-Gon. You like Qui-Gon?
Yes. Liam Neeson. No,
you made me find you.
No, I was going to say Ray Park and Sam Witwer both
played, yes, Darth, played Maul. Darth Maul. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. So, but anyway, I think you'd like Indiana Jones. Just saying. I think you'd like it, especially because of the historical context and the fact that Indiana Jones is trying to reclaim all the historical artifacts that the Nazis were trying to chase after.
So how long are these?
Maybe like a little under 2 hours, like a standard film, a standard action film.
Okay.
90 minutes plus. Okay. A little over, you know, so I mean, it's good stuff. It's really good stuff.
I'll try and watch it again.
Okay, so we're going to start with Indiana Jones then, right?
At some point.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. You got to start with that, at least that. Plus you get to experience the whole Jock Lindsey and everything. You get to get into that lore because we are talking about what, Kristen, this week?
Our top 15 Walt Disney World bars and lounges.
Okay, see? You see how they all comes around full circle? We talk a little bit about Indiana Jones, talk about Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar, which is one of our favorite hangs at the resort, and also tying in Father's Day. You know, the fact that I do like a good drink or two, maybe three on occasion, depending on what day you catch me.
Well, I think speaking of drinks, we should talk about the news.
Ah, yes. Did you say news?
News.
I think we should talk about news. Okay, well, we're going to go out of order.
Yeah, let's start with my news story.
Okay, go ahead and start with what the news is. What, you want to start with Oga's Cantina?
I need to see it.
Oh, you need to see it?
Yeah, you got
to
click on it.
Okay, there you're going to celebrate Dad?
Yes, it's the Celebrate Dad.
Okay, go for it.
It started today, June 13th, and it goes through the 20th. Mm-hmm. And for Father's Day, they have some featured drinks going on that feature Garrison Brothers. So you can get...
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see. What do we have here? The drinks are A Hard Day's Work is one of them. It's an old-fashioned
style drink.
As well as Sweet Dad's Joke. It's another style of old-fashioned.
Yeah, so the Hard Days is going to be the small batch bourbon, and it looks like it's got, they're pairing it with figs here. But it looks like the Sweet Dad Joke has got that Damara syrup with that black cherry, that hint of black cherry. Ooh, that looks good.
They're all four of these cocktails are a variation on, or a twist on the old fashioned. So there's two more. There's the Honeydew List.
Oh, that's good.
And that one's got some peach flavors to it. Mm-hmm. And then Liquid Patience, which has cardamom bitters in it.
Oh, that's
See,
good.
I don't think I'd like that because cardamom is, I'm not big on cardamom.
But they have the little bit of the vanilla in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is okay. That one is probably on the bottom of my list when it comes to dad drinks, but I would probably...
The Honeydew one sounds pretty good.
Yeah, Honeydew sounds good. You know, we like the peach bitters and all that, a little bit of balsamic-infused honey peach. That looks good. But yeah, I'm all about that. I think I'm all of these other ones, the Sweet Dad's Joke with the cherry, the Hard Day's Work with that nutty black bitters and fig syrup, that looks good too. So yeah, all those, the Liquid Patience is at the bottom with that cardamom bitters and the vanilla syrup. But
now there's other places that you can get this besides just the Edison.
Do tell.
You can also get it at Morimoto Asia, Maria and Enzo's Restaurante, yep. Enzo's Hideaway. And then if you are out on the West Coast, you can enjoy it at Catal.
Yes.
They also will have it at Tortilla Joe's and the Uva Bar. Oh, and if you're in Epcot, you can go to either Via Napoli or Tutto Italia.
Oh, I like that.
And enjoy it there as well.
Very nice. Very nice. I like it. I like it. So check it, check it, check it out, as the Beastie Boys would say. I do. I'm down with that. Yeah, we're going to be talking more about some of those restaurant bars here momentarily. Another great bit of news. I think you even mentioned this on Dining at Disney this week, is that Oga's Cantina, Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge will be accepting bookings again, which is going to be great.
Yeah. On June 14th.
Over there at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. And it is opening on June 17th.
Yeah. So go ahead, get your resis in there as soon as possible because I know they will fill up. That's just a awesome, awesome little bar. I like it. Also, you've got more information. One of our perennial favorites when it comes to the big two-credit signature dining experiences is Ohana.
Yes.
Means family. So you've got Ohana will be reopening at Poly on the 9th.
July 9th.
July 9th. Yeah. Yes. July 9th.
Sebastian's Bistro is going to be reopening over at Disney's Caribbean Beach on June 25th. Daddy we likes. Talked about those little pieces of food news and some more food news too. Past Thursday, if you did not catch that Dining at Disney episode.
Yeah, I would subscribe to Dining at Disney because they have all of that information. You know, we talked a little bit about those things. So, and a lot more on Dining at Disney podcast. So also something big happened over the weekend. You know, E3 is the video game convention that happens every year. There have been talks about a lot of new things for PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, and their Switch, and some new things going on there. But just for you gamers that are out there, and I'm a retro gamer, not necessarily into the new video games so much, but definitely into the old school video games. We've got a trailer that had just been released for an Avatar, a new video game for Avatar. It makes it easy to believe you're visiting the alien planet where you can check out the Banshees doing their thing, right? So the E3 Expo and the game developer, I think that was Ubisoft, they went ahead and released this gorgeous trailer, and it does look really, really good. So expect to release in 2022 the brand new game on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, PC, Stadia, streaming, and Luna, Amazon Luna. It looks like a really cool game. It's called Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, and it looks super immersive. The other new video game that's going to be coming out is going to be Sea of Thieves, which is a part of the franchise of Pirates of the Caribbean. So Microsoft kind of talked about that. It says the game would be adding a Pirate's Life expansion that would feature characters like Jack Sparrow and Davy Jones. And when Sea of Thieves was initially being created, pirates served an inspiration for the game. So now they'll be doing an expansion pack for the franchise. It's like a dream come true. It is Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life, Pirates of the Caribbean expansion. That'll be happening there. So be on the lookout for that. I'm looking at the press release trying to figure out when it's going to be coming out. But yeah, it looks like Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life will be launching on Xbox June 22nd. So, wow. Not too far away. It looks pretty cool. And I think all the Marvel fans are looking forward to having some brand new content for a brand new Marvel Avengers game. So the new Avengers game is out on multiple platforms. You can check it out. It's loosely based on some of the Marvel MCU stuff, but mostly the comic books. So they have kind of a little bit of a twist on some of the characters. So they look a little bit different, but they're certainly Marvel, but they have a new one. Which is going to be the Black Panther expansion. So you can check that out. It is called Black Panther War of Wakanda expansion for Marvel's Avengers. And I know that you can play this on Square Enix is the developer who's done a lot of stuff with Kingdom Hearts and things like that. So Square is doing this game. And I know that you can play it on PlayStation. It's also going to be coming out for Xbox as well. And it's going to be released, this expansion, October 26th. And there's also an expansion for Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, which has also been announced. So that sounds like a really interesting game. That's all I'll say about that. Take a look at that. It says you could pre-order Guardians of the Galaxy. So yeah, that's pretty cool that you get to check out all of those characters right there, which looks pretty good. And
Star-Lord is all about his music.
He's all about the 80s, so it should be pretty sweet. But Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, you've also
isn't
got
it the 70s?
Well, yeah, the 70s and the 80s, because okay. You know, he did name his ship the Milano after all.
Oh, okay.
And he did name the next ship the Benatar. So he's definitely into the 80s as well. But his mom did put a lot of 70s in that mixtape. So hey, if you've got any news or you have any questions, feel free to hit us up over there on Facebook and send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. And maybe next week we'll do an Ask Us Anything show, which will be great. We'd love to hear from you and we'll answer all of your Disney questions, et cetera, et cetera. So without any further ado, let's get into the part that everybody loves. It is our Disney list. I'm just trying to find the news bed for that. Oh, I don't have a bed for that. That's awesome. Let's do this instead. Kristen, thank you for supplying me with a great number of bars to talk about today. I had a handful of bars, and we are talking about what, Kristen?
The top 15 Walt Disney World bars and lounges.
Yes, which we love. And I can't tell you how fun it is to adult around the Disney park, especially not just Disneyland. Disneyland's fun to adult with your adult friends and have fun adulting. But we definitely love doing that kind of stuff at Walt Disney World. We are responsible adulters. I don't know why I keep on saying that, but we are very responsible. We have a lot of fun. We have an extreme amount of fun. And in doing so, we came up with not only just an awesome top 15 bar list, but we also have a number 16 for honorable mention. Yes. Should we? So before we get into that, what is our criteria? How did we rank these bars?
Well, we looked at their drink menu, the uniqueness, the selection, the amount. So places that had, you know, very, very large, wide variety of things that are unique.
Including a nice little pub menu.
Yes. We also took into account the atmosphere and theming of the location, the service. So how's your bar staff there?
Yes.
And then looked at the overall view of it, which this was the hardest list to try and rank because I mean, I feel like we've got them in an order, but so many of these, I don't feel like you can compare them to each other because they are very different from each other.
Your mileage
and I
can
feel
vary.
Like I just my top in my mind the 15. It doesn't matter which way we put them because they're all good. So they're all kind of tied in my mind.
One of our top fans there, Laura Halloran. Hello, Laura. Says that. Oh, by the way, she did do a Indiana Jones marathon this weekend. Loved it. We can quote all the lines from the Star Wars movies. And they're filming the new Indiana Jones now. Yes, I saw that. Absolutely. They're de-aging. They're doing a little bit of a de-aging to Harrison Ford, which is fine. It's different technology than they did for Luke Skywalker, which is good because I hope they remaster that scene there for Mandalorian. Spoiler alert. Joan. Hello, Joan. Joan also loves the Indiana Jones movies and says that we love Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. Yeah, we'll talk about that. And then Laura says that she likes Raglan Road. Everybody's got favorites for sure. I wonder where those will rank in this list. Let's talk about, thank you for the information there on our list and how we rank them. This is definitely a difficult list because Kristen and I love the bars and we love the staff at just about all those places. They're just amazing, amazing places to make it on this list. But we do have one that is kind of, I don't know, it's a great place. It's a great restaurant, definitely a great bar. And a lot of restaurants can also have that type of, that feel, you know, they're a restaurant. They're also have a great bar. And this one is no exception. Which one is it, Kristen?
Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
Yeah. They have a great bar, you know, and I feel Splitsville also has a great bar too. They have the same type of bar staff, same management company. But once again, why is their bar amazeballs?
Well, I think one of the best things they have is their own homemade moonshine. And the cocktails that they make with their moonshine are really good. Even if you're somebody who's like, oh, I don't like moonshine. The moonshine that they make there and the drinks that they make with it, they're really good.
Right on. So their moonshine is amazing. Their moonshine is great, amazing. So they've got a sweet tea shine, which is really good. Sweet tea, fresh squeezed lemon, and moonshine. That's pretty awesome. And what was the other the moonshines they had there? I'm trying
it
to
is
look. The mule shine. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's also the moonshine mash. That's a watermelon infused moonshine drink.
Yeah.
And that is good.
Exactly.
My local, the local is one of my favorites of drinks anywhere, and it is Rum Haven coconut water, rum, lime, simple syrup, and fresh pineapple.
Just in time for Father's Day. They also have the Old Fashioned Elder, which is the elder Saint Germain Elderflower, dash of bitters with orange peel and a fancy cherry. So that right there is your typical old fashioned. It's great. But we've had a couple other those drinks as well. I've had the Mule Shine, which is my favorite. It's a Tim Smith Climax Moonshine, peach puree, a little lime juice, splash of Q Spectacular ginger beer. That, to me, one of the best Moscow Mules I've ever had. So good. So good. And then I've also had the Figs and Berries, too. The fresh muddled strawberry with Dobel Diamante Reposado tequila. Try to say that 10 times fast. Fig jam, agave, and lime juice. Ooh, so good. Any other? We've also had the apple pie.
We had
a few of those. Apple pie a la mode, which is Old Smoky moonshine, apple pie moonshine, vanilla vodka, apple juice, cinnamon, house made simple syrup, and a dash of lemon. Mm-hmm. Did you have the sangria? I don't remember if you did or not.
I've had the cucumber cooler, the fig and berries. Mm. I've had the sangria. Yeah, I've had, the only thing I think I haven't had has been the old fashioned and the Florida Crush. Yeah,
those are good.
Because I know I've had everything else.
Well, this is great. And you see, this is the honorable mention. So just imagine what our top 10 is going to be like, let alone our top 5. It's going to be a great show, gang. You're in a good place. We're in a good place. Let's start with number 15. Kristen, one of our favorites.
Yes. This is Peacock Alley, located at Waldorf Astoria, Orlando, which is in the little Bonnet Creek area. And as soon as you walk in to Waldorf, you've got check-in. And then off to the left side is Peacock Alley. And they have this really cool drink. Can you pull up that drink for me?
Yeah. Which one is it?
Click on cocktails.
Cocktails.
Yep. Because I want to talk about the egg.
Gotcha. One. This egg is pretty dope because they make it in a really interesting way.
Yeah, they use a balloon, if I remember right, and I think it's like an egg. Ice egg, and then they fill it.
I'm looking for it. You're not helping.
Yeah, I can't help you because you only one of us can click on the stuff.
Well, okay.
I can't remember the name of the drink.
Okay.
Well, it's got to be somewhere.
It's got to be somewhere. I know. Well, we're looking at
it. Oh my gosh. I'm drawing a blank on the name of the drink.
It's all right.
But it's beautiful. It like the, it lights up and it's slowly melts. I can't believe we can't find it.
Okay. This is the biggest thing of dead air we've ever had.
I know. Okay. Well, it's a light up egg and it's a delicious cocktail. That's all I can say about it. It definitely a must. Must try cocktail. It's like it is the restaurant's signature cocktail.
Yes. That's all I can tell you. It's pretty nice. But anyway, yeah, there it is right there. There's the signature peacock egg, hollowed out egg filled with deliciously refreshing mix of fresh lemonade, lavender tea, blue curacao, and Bombay sapphire gin. Kristen, there you go. And it's got the blue light, and it just is a amazing cocktail. I wish you guys could see it.
The lavender tea and the Bombay sapphire gin that makes that drink so delicious.
Let me tell you how many of these I could have drank. I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing drink. There's nothing like it. I've never had anything like it. Probably never will. It's just very unique, but man, is it good. But Peacock Alley is a great little bar. I wouldn't even say little. It's a great, great bar. That's all I can say about that. It's a great, great vibe. Cool, cool bar. Okay. So this is... It's a lobby bar.
Yeah.
It's definitely great. Peacock Alley, number 15. Number 14 is a bar located at Disney's Hollywood Studios, known for their awesome beer flights. Kristen?
Yes. It would be Baseline Tap House.
That's right. You can venture down to this cheery corner pub specializing in California brews and wines. And right now, I think that there is...
I like their charcuterie.
Yes, they've got a nice meat and cheese board, charcuterie board.
And a nice pretzel.
Yes. It's great because they have the beer. They have beer cheese, right? They have the beer cheese and then they have the spicy mustard, which is great. But why we love this is their selection of beers. If beers are your thing, once again, this is the place for you. And not only is the vibe great because it's got this industrial quality look of the downtown LA, there over at Hollywood Studios, brick building, which is pretty nice. It's got a couple pub things. You know, once again, they talk about their non-alcoholic lemonade and soda to go, which is really nice. The California cheeses. But let's just talk about the beer, because that's our thing right there, right?
Yes, it's about the beer.
It's about the beer. They have a great selection. If Pilsner, Hefeweizen is in your future, they've got some for you. They have a few craft IPAs, and then they also have that Create Your Own Beer Flight for $12, which are four beers. You can select your own, 5 ounces each.
The Scrimshaw Pilsner is good.
Mm-hmm. We've had that. Let's see. Well, we Sierra Nevada Hazy Little Thing IPAs and the Sierra Nevada. What else do they have? They've got the Stone Delicious IPA.
That's the one I like of the IPAs. There, the Stone Delicious is the best.
Yep, we've had the Golden Road Hefeweizen, which is great as well. Golden State Cerveza, or the Golden Road Golden State Cerveza. Those are just a few. They also have hard cider on tap, which I've also had. I've had the I think it was the orange hard cider.
Yes.
And they also have a few wines on tap. They've got a Line 39 Cabernet Sauvignon. They've got the St. Francis Chardonnay. And a couple cocktails on tap as well. Down with the cocktails? I'm down with the cocktails.
If I'm going there, I'm having a beer.
Oh, yeah. So they do have cocktails on tap. They have the Select Margarita, which is Patron. In there, sweet and sour lime juice. That looks great. And then the California Sunset, which is the Absolute Vodka, SoCo, orange juice, sweet and sour. So pretty yummy, if you ask me. So a little something for everyone. But I like the fact that it has that industrial look. A few of you guys, depending on the party. Party size can sit inside, limited seating, or you can sit outside, which is a really nice thing. They've got these nice outdoor tables and benches where people can hang out. We've hosted a couple meetups there. It's always been a lot of fun to bring all the listeners together, which is really cool. Walford's in the chat. Hey, what's up? I'm finally able to tune in again and pay the mouse. Pay the mouse, Aljon. Yes, we pay the mouse. For sure. That's pretty cool. So Baseline Tap House, definitely one to check out for beer aficionados. Now, here's something. Kristen, you're a wine fan.
Yes. And I do like this place, which is why it's on the list.
Yes. Yes. And?
It is Tutto Gusto Wine Cellar, and that is located in the Italy Pavilion at Epcot.
I like it.
And it's all about small plates and wine.
Nice.
And I really enjoy places that have small plates because I like to be able to drink and have a little something to snack on and do a lot of talk. So, so little plates of food are good when you like to talk a lot.
Right. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see. So the one thing I like about this the most is the vibe. Right? It's one of our criteria. You've got the theming and the vibe.
Oh, yeah. And it has selection. A really cool wine cellar feel.
The wine cellar is, and you've been to a few in Europe. We've been to a few in Europe. It's definitely got that. It's your almost like your basement cellar, wine cellar, of course. The brick, you've got all the nice, rich, warm glows of the fire chandeliers. You've got all the dark woods. And things like that, everybody kind of buddy up and just pick a corner and then start drinking some great wine. They have a great wine selection there.
They have a nice meat and cheese selection as well.
Tutto Gusto offers 200 bottles of Italian wines, plus beer and small plates of meat, cheeses, panini, pasta, and desserts. So there's just a little bit in there for you to kind of whet your appetite, but it is a great place for you to catch some rest in a nice air-conditioned wine cellar and start, get your drink on with your family and your friends and grab a little snack if you want. But, man, is it a great place to just hang, relax, and have a few drinks. That is a great hang. Tutto Gusto Wine Cellar at Epcot over there in the Italian. So we go from Italian to a little bit of a Spain, a Spain, a Spagna.
And this is number 12,
right? The España, right? Yes. This is number 12. The restaurant is one of your favorites, Kristen.
Yes, it is. It's Kappa over at Four Seasons Orlando.
Indeed. You can indulge.
That is at the very top of Four Seasons. So it has outdoor seating as well as indoor seating. It has a nice bar area. But it's really cool to go outside with your drinks and just like chill out and chat with your friends.
And watch the fireworks.
Yes.
And watch Magic Kingdom fireworks from afar. It's great. You get to see all the perimeter fireworks. It's wonderful. Kappa is an award-winning Spanish-influenced rooftop steakhouse, as Kristen mentioned. From fresh Florida seafood and tempting tapas. I can't speak tonight, y'all. Expertly cooked cuts from the wood fire burning grill.
How about you just not read the descriptions just talk about it?
Yo, it's a great place to have drinks. It's Spanish-like, but it's really yummy. So, Kristen, they also have a couple things. They have happy hour, and they have La Hora de Feliz, the happy hour. I can't speak tonight.
It's Sunday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and they have drink and tapas specials there.
Yes.
And I will say they have amazing cocktails. Like, their gin and tonic is so good. And they have all the little botanicals in the drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love Kappa. It's great. And it's, once again, a great place to observe the fireworks rooftop. But once again, just amazing drinks with Spanish flair. You'll love the food. You'll love the decor. It's upscale. It's very upscale in its appearance and everything. Because, of course, being that it is an award-winning steakhouse, it does have the rich leathers and the darks and, the kind of Spanish bull rider theme. But I will tell you that it's just a wonderful place to have drinks and cocktails. So vibe is definitely there. The drinks and the service and the staff, of course, are top notch, being that it's over at the Four Seasons. So you will have fun. You'll spend the money, but you'll have fun. Speaking of fun.
And you'll be happy because it's delicious.
It is totally delish. Awesome cocktail. So this place is heavy on the theming and amazing, amazing on the service side of things, because they literally have had the same bar staff for a decade. Seemingly over a decade.
Yeah.
And what is this place?
That would be Tune In Lounge in Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Can I tell you? Yes.
For those who don't know, this is the bar inside 50s Primetime. And it has its own little side door. And for years, nobody realized it was there. You used to be able to easily go up and get a table.
You used to.
Or, I mean, not a table, a chair. But now you have to kind of like stalk people and just stand and wait and wait and go, are they about done?
Look.
Okay, they got their check. Let's just get ready to pounce soon as they get up.
It is one of the hidden gems that is not so hidden anymore, because we've talked about it on our previous shows before, in every podcast that we've done practically, how much we love the staff, Dave, Elena, just amazing, amazing people at Tune In Lounge. They don't have the variety that the other places will have, but you get to order from the 50s Primetime menu, which is nice. Mm-hmm. They have a very truncated menu if you want to just order, thing of onion rings or some fries or
the full menu is available at the bar.
Yeah. There are only 12 seats at the bar, Kristen. Those are the coveted 12 seats. It's literally like, it's a golden ticket. If you get there, and especially for Kristen and myself, because we like to pal around and we always make new friends at that bar. Not only the fact that the staff have seen us so many times, because we used to go in all the time. It was one of our Disney must-dos.
Yes, because they know us by name.
They know us. They know what we drink. Dave, and Elena. Like I said, they've been there forever. And they're just the best. So we love the cast members there. We love the bar just because of the vibe and everything. Not because of the selection or the drinks are that great, but they do make a mean cocktail. So if you ever have them do that, it's great. But if you just want a refreshing beer, sit down on a hot day, just wandering about the studios or waiting for your fast pass to get into a Galaxy's Edge. Yeah, this is the place to hang for sure. This place is probably one of the most well-themed bars, and to me, this is the epitome of a hidden gem.
It's at number 10.
It's at number 10. Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead. Which is?
Abracadabar.
Abracadabar.
I love the theming in this place.
It's Harry Houdini's bar. And not only do you have the whole magical illusionist bar with all the different posters and stuff that slowly have the magicians disappearing and reappearing in all the posters, which is a great effect, but they have incredible drinks as well, located there at the Boardwalk, Disney's Boardwalk Resort.
Can you pull up the menu for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's right there, lounge. Oh, it's menu. Right, lounge.
So once again, not cheap, but man, are the drinks amazing. Go ahead, Kristen. Which one of these cocktails? Because me and Jason, I know Jason will be listening to this show. We had fun. We were on vacation and we had a blast at this place. We selected a lot. Kristen, do you want to?
Yeah, and there's a lot of really good drinks on there. From the Pepper's Ghost.
Yes,
which is Ciroc pineapple vodka with habanero lime.
Oh, so good, yeah.
The Coney Negroni, which has Eagle Rare Bourbon, 12-year Kentucky, Campari, and sweet vermouth. But I'll tell you, if you like sweet drinks and you like cotton candy, you must get the Seashore Sweet. It is Absolute Citron, Minute Maid Premium Lemonade, and cotton candy syrup, which I like cotton candy, so that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I've had the Collins Double, which is Heyman's Old Tom Gin, house made sweet and sour topped with soda water. And that's great. Doesn't sound like much, but it is very good. We've also had the Magic Mirror, which is basically their version of kind of like a rum mango drink, Bacardi rum, soda, mango syrup, Sprite and lime juice, you know, really refreshing. It doesn't even, y'all, this doesn't even, they don't even taste like alcoholic beverages. Just saying, you can do your adulting and a couple drinks down the gullet and you'll be like, what? didn't even it tastes so great and well balanced as well. Any other ones to kind of talk about? Because there's a lot. They have at least, you know, a good 12 specialty drinks there.
If you like tropical drinks, you want to get the Hood Units Punch. It's Captain Morgan Spice Rum with orange juice, pineapple juice, and coconut.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a bunch of other stuff in there too. They have all your handcrafted cocktails. If you want a sidecar, if you want a, you know, the any bourbon mule, they can do. They also have a great selection of champagne, sparkling, and white wines, rosé and reds. Of course, draft beer as well. We've had a few of those. So very, very good. We are now at
number 9.
And that would be Trader Sam's Grog Grotto.
Some people would say, are you insane? This should be higher on the list. But I can tell you, man, this list that we've concocted, there's so many great ones. And Trader Sam's Grog Grotto, if we were at Disneyland, it would score much higher because it's the original. And the original, I think, at Disneyland, for me, is better. It's smaller, but better. That's just my 2 cents.
I agree. So,
you know, this place is definitely great. But it's not like the original. There's something charming, I think, about the original. But having said that, Trader Sam's Grog Grotto is still a very unique place that Disney fans will love because of its inspired theming of Trader Sam's.
Yeah, it has amazing theming and cool, unique cocktails. But the best part is when you decide to buy the cup to take home.
If you can take it home. This is the Polynesian Village is where you can find this over there. So go to the Poly, go all the way to the back, and check out Trader Sam's Grog Grotto. Not only do they have a few sushi things, they've got some Thai flatbread, the pan-fried dumplings. Those are just some of the apps you can get there
chicken
at the bar.
Chicken lettuce wraps is what I like.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're very good. Mm-hmm. They also have non-alcoholic booze brews for the kids, you know, which are great. But do us a favor. Sit outdoors with the kids and let's have the adults inside. That way you guys can enjoy, you know, The kids can enjoy running around outside. You know, there's, it's just my pet peeve, you know, and we have children now. So if we had the kids, we'd definitely be sitting outside. We wouldn't be sitting inside because it tends to be echoey in there.
So one of the things about what kind of like drops this is the drinks are expensive here. So just like the Nautilus, the drink alone, not including if you get the souvenir mug, is $32.
It's a big drink, though.
It is a big drink.
Just be prepared. So is you're the, gonna pull
it. Oh, but, you know, when you're $20-some when it's a drink, it's, you know, that's.
Yeah, you know, okay, so we've had everything on this menu. We've had
my
everything.
My favorite, though, is the Polynesian Pearl.
Right. So the Polynesian Pearl, and I wish we were downstairs in your office because you actually have a Polynesian Pearl in your office, right?
It's not in my office.
Yeah.
I believe it's down the hall.
Okay, it's down the hall. Okay, so we have a lot of the collector's cups, cupware, glassware from Trader Sam's at both the Grog Grotto and the original location at Disneyland. So you want to tell people what your favorite drinks are? You said the Polynesian Pearl. Go ahead and tell them. It's $20. It's expensive for the size that you get. That's the most expensive
drink. You
do
get to keep the pearl.
Right.
But it is, it's a plastic cup, so it's not anything special like some of the
it
other
says Trader
ones.
Sam's on it.
It does.
And it comes and it does have a little show. Like Joan is saying $32. She's doing the face palm. Like what's going on?
Okay, so the Polynesian Pearl is rum chata cream liqueur, Grand Marnier, and cinnamon with tropical juices. And I like the tropical juices. The hint of cinnamon is nice. And of course, rum chata is
it's
always good.
Really good. Yeah, the pearl is yours to keep, so that's part of it. So $20, okay, I get that. And then you get the keepsake pearl, which is great. So let's talk about the Nautilus. This is the most expensive drink, right?
And this does not include the souvenir mug.
Okay, the souvenir mug is the Nautilus, and we own the Nautilus.
No.
Oh, we don't? We didn't get the Nautilus this time?
We did not get
one of our friends must have. I think one of our friends, it must
have been. No, because it was like $80
well,
if you get the Nautilus with the cup. So
well,
we did
is,
not get it.
It is literally, it is a replica of the Nautilus from 20,000 Leagues under the Sea, under the 20,000 Leagues. The Nautilus is Barbancourt. Did I say that right? Pango rum, Appleton Estate Reserve rum, Combier Creme de Pache de Vigne. Liqueur, tropical juices, and falernum.
Falernum.
Okay, you're saying it. And it normally $32, but it, this is like the top shelf of all top shelf drinks in this thing. And it's huge.
The souvenir mugs that we have is the one from the Uh-Oh.
Yep.
We have the shrunken zombie head.
Yeah.
The shipwreck out, but that's out in California. And the hippopotami tie.
They can do the shipwreck out here, though. It's not on here, but they can do it.
I'm sure they can. They just, but you can't get the cup.
You can't get the cup, but it's still very good. I've had the shipwreck, and it's great. It's literally my thing. And the Tahitian torch, which is also great. The rum flight, which we have the, we got the rum flight, did we not?
Yes.
Is that what we have?
Oh, yes. I've got, that's the other souvenir thing I've got.
Yeah, which is, you know, all Bacardi. Basically, you know, but guys, gals, this is a great place. If you love tropical drinks.
Yes.
Of course it's in the Poly. So, you know, of course it is.
Oh, okay. So it's $58 to get the Nautilus in the mug.
Yep. Yep.
I thought it was 80.
Oh, there you go. Well, this is what? Number eight, right?
Number yes. eight.
Here we go. This is a place where the droids dance. This is Oga's Cantina at Walt Disney World. This is at Disney's Hollywood Studios, where you can step inside Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and basically be part of the scum and villainy that is over there at, you know, over there at the World of Batuu. This is their bar, and it's fun. Now, they have some tasty eats there, but it's really all about their drinks.
Yes.
So.
And they, too, have nice souvenir mugs that you can purchase.
Yeah, and I don't think we purchased one yet.
Yes, we have.
Which one was it? Do you remember?
Let me think about it.
So we
it's
had
the Ewok one.
Oh, the Yub Nub.
That's it.
Okay, it's not cheap, y'all. The Yub Nub is Malibu pineapple rum, Sailor Jerry spiced rum, citrus juice, passion fruit served in a souvenir indoor mug. It's $45, y'all. This is how crazy we are. But we've also had the Jedi Mind Trick, which is Kettle One, botanical grapefruit, rose vodka. You've had the Falernum again. Is that how you say it? Yeah. Right. And then the Bull's Blue Curacao, white grape juice, lime juice, and grapefruit bitters. That's a Jedi mind trick. And it's a great drink.
The Fuzzy Tauntaun is one that I do suggest. It's made with peach vodka, peach schnapps, simple orange with tangerine, pure cane sugar. And what makes this drink is what's called the Buzz Button Tingling Foam. Because the foam is, it makes your mouth tingle. It is so weird.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it. It's unique. It's very unique how it makes your mouth tingle a little bit, but I like
this. This makes me want to go and make a drink.
Well, they also, because they do have some kid drinks there, concoctions without alcohol. I did have this, by the way. I did have the Hyperdrive, which is Powerade Berry Blast with white cranberry juice, black cherry puree, and Sprite. That's fun. I'm trying to think of what else they had there. Oh, if they've got the Jello shot. They have the Jello shot, the Rodian ration, which is basically the what do they put? Pop Rocks.
Yes.
Pop Rocks and Jello. Jello shot with Tito's vodka. And
it's got Pucker boba Sour. Balls in it.
Yeah.
Boba.
You said Baba.
What did I say?
Baba.
No, that's not what I said.
Boba.
Did I?
Boba.
That's what I thought I said.
No, it's not what you said. Oh. We'll rewind the podcast. You're here for yourself.
Okay, so the other thing is they've got a Black Spire brew.
Yep.
Stop doing that.
Okay, I'm trying to. Here, take the mouse. Take the mouse.
You do this to me when I'm like reading.
Well, I didn't realize you were going to go there.
The cold brew, Joffrey's coffee with honey, Falernum, passion fruit, and citrus.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
And you can also, yeah, so they have a bunch of really cool stuff there. And they also have a charcuterie board, which is a surprise on the menu. So, you see, they put it out there now. They put it on there.
It used to be on the secret menu.
It used to be on the secret menu. So, yeah. So, heavy, just great, unique drinks. These are the only time you can get the drinks anywhere is over here. So, they have a unique drink specialty. They have got the amazing Star Wars theming, which is great. The place itself is just a lot of visual eye candy. So definitely check it out. It is something where, you know, hopefully they've cleaned up since the last time we visited, because we went there when they first opened and it was just kind of crazy. But hopefully they've been able to clean up their act, so to speak. And, you know, what else do you expect? It's a Star Wars cantina. So, you know, they're a little rough around the edges. Now, here we are. With number, this is what, seven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number seven.
Number seven.
The Edison in Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm. All around, an amazing bar. Industrial themed, it is the power station for Disney Springs. That's a story, the 1920s electric company. Old world sophistication, it's definitely got this kind of speakeasy vibe. So, and they have probably some of the best kind of industrial looking lights and stuff in there, but the menu is pretty awesome. The bar, they very similar to Raglan Road, and the fact that they have had in the past, and I don't know how it is now, but they have had entertainment there in the form of jazz trios. They've had specialty dancers and things like that there. So it's definitely unique in the theming, and it's fun for the whole fam. But what brought us to the dance are these amazing drinks, the vintage cocktails, Kristen.
Yes, and I am trying to find the one that I like so much.
Well, I've had the Electric Mule because I cannot turn down a Moscow Mule. So it's the Rijeka Vodka, Lemon Juice, Strawberry, Lemongrass Cordial, and Q Ginger Beer. $15, not kind of par for the course, so not too terribly expensive in terms of Disney pricing, especially at Disney Springs. By the way, this is located in Disney Springs, the Edison.
I don't see my drink. No, they got rid of
They got rid of the drink.
Do you see it?
I don't know which one is your drink.
It's the beer cocktail made with the IPA.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not listed there anymore.
Because they've changed it up.
Mmm.
Well, check out their
signature. I'll tell you, though, what I would try would be that Strawberry Fields Forever.
Yes.
Hangar One, Vodka, Saint Germain, Liqueur, Honey, Lime Juice, Strawberries, Mint, and Lemonade.
I have had that. That is great. We had that with John and Sarah and Sid. Yeah, when they were here hanging out, we were all hanging out together. The Edison is their Woodford Reserve bourbon that is very popular. And they also have the pear brandy with that, lemon juice and honey cordial. So the Edison, a great bourbon drink. Kristen, anything else?
Nope. That covers it.
Covers it. Also, they've got, of course, a bunch of beer and wines by the glass. So,
and they have great food there, too.
There we go.
Number six.
As we were talking about earlier.
It's Chuck Lindsey's Hangar Bar at Disney Springs. You can quench your thirst at this 1940s airplane hangar turned dive bar from the ex-home of Indiana Jones's sidekick and pilot. I love it. This is probably, once again, just if you're a fan of the Indiana Jones franchise, there's all kinds of eye candy there for you, little hidden Easter eggs, a map of all of their adventures together, all of the great little keepsakes that Indy has given
Jock
and collectibles.
Mugs.
Collectible mugs, yes.
He's got cool collectible mugs there.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some of the spirits you can find at the Hangar Bar. Kristen, what are some of your favorites?
Let's see. Let me find it. There it is. It is the Cool-Headed Monkey. And it does have you can get a souvenir cup with this one too. It's Star African Rum, Vanderhum Tangerine Liqueur, Fresh Lime Juice, Watermelon and Pineapple. Who doesn't like watermelon and pineapple?
I like it. I like that combo. It's great. We've also had Reggie's Revenge, which is Florida Cane, Orlando Orange Vodka, Midori, Lemon Liqueur, White Cranberry Juice, and Fresh Lime Juice. Ooh, so good. So refreshing. Let's see. What else have we had? You said the Cool-Headed Monkey. We've had, of course, the Air Pirate's Mule. I've had that several times. Knob Creek, Disney Select Single Barrel Reserve Bourbon. Oh, yeah, it's good. Fresh lime juice topped with Fever Tree ginger beer. So that's just some. And we've been able to keep a few of these mugs as well, these drinks.
Yeah.
Shorty Singapore Sling, you know. So, yeah. Also, they also have a few beers, not a whole lot, but they do have some beers there. But what I love about this place, not only is the whole Indiana Jones theming just amazing and all their crafted cocktails, which you can only get there, but they've got awesome apps, Kristen.
They do. I like the Air Pirates Pretzel, which comes with spicy German mustard and beer cheese fondue, because I like pretzels, mustard, and beer cheese, so you can't go wrong with that, with something that has all three.
Exactly right.
Number five.
Oh, it's getting tough now. It's getting tough. Here we are in the Nomad Lounge. Step off at this refreshing oasis to discover specialty cocktails from across the globe. Once again, Nomad Lounge, it's over there next to Tiffin's at Animal Kingdom. And there you're going to find an amazing, amazing menu of drinks and some little apps in there as well. I guess they've got the tapas, the little small plates. But what I love about this are the specialty cocktails. Once again, I love the fact that all these Disney places have specialty cocktails specific to that particular bar, right?
I am going to say the Annapurna Zing, which is Bombay Sapphire Gin, Passion Fruit Puree, Mint Simple Syrup, Lime Juice topped with ginger beer, and a glowing lotus flower is one of my favorites.
Absolutely. If you like gin, you're going to love the Spice Trader Classic. If you love rum, you'll like the Lambu Libation. Man, there's so many to choose from. If you want something a little fruity, you might want to get the Malibu rum Leaping Lizard. So just a bunch of different things for you as well. We've had the Gin's Tattoo, which is Kettle One Vodka, Watermelon Hibiscus. That's right up your alley, as always. Good. That's anything with watermelon and vodka.
And they have some unique beers here as well. I like the Kungaloo Spiced Excursion Ale that they have. Mm-hmm. It's really good. And it is made exclusively for Walt Disney World.
There you go. I like it.
Number four.
We're knocking them down. This one has possibly one of the best overall bars because of all the different drinks they serve there, the different wines and everything. It's not necessarily a specialty bar. It's basically a jack of all trades kind of bar. Which one is this?
This is Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill. And they have a fantastic, fantastic bar staff, which Park Hopper John and Park Hopper Sid would absolutely agree with that, since they are the ones that went with us the first time. And it is one of their, you know, to hang out kind of places when they're going to get a drink is there, because the bartenders, if there's a drink and there's something in it you don't think, you know, really is up your alley, you can tell them, like, hey, I like this about this drink, but I don't like this. And they can even, like, just off the cuff, make you a fantastic drink that isn't even on the menu, which is one of the coolest things when you do go to this bar.
Mm-hmm. They do have a few signature drinks there. They've got the Kakamura's Dart, which is rum-based. They also have the Garden of Eden, vodka, tea, and lemon. Very nicely priced, too. That one's $12.
I typically get the Lily Bell, which is Plymouth gin with Aperol, sparkling rosé, and lemon.
So this is great. Now it's getting tight up in here. It's getting tight up in here.
Number three.
Talking about specialty bars, this one's probably one of the most special bars there.
It is Wine Bar George.
Uh-huh. So your friend, Master Sommelier George Melotes, your friend at Dining at Disney, he's the man. What can I say? And he put together one heck of a bar, one heck of an experience.
Yeah, if you definitely want to know more about Wine Bar George and things like that, there is a Dining at Disney podcast episode where we spoke with George. So definitely check that out. I will say one of my favorite things there is the fact that you can get the corksicles and, you know, you can walk up, get the corksicle, and for the price of corksicle, your frosé or whatever frozen wine you get in it is free. And then you just come back and pay for refills. Because, I mean, who doesn't want a corksicle to buy a corksicle and get a free drink in their corksicle?
I know, right?
And they come out with really cool corksicles, too, that are there.
What I love about Wine Bar George is it's not pretentious. Right. It's not what you would think of a wine bar. I guess some other wine bars or sommelier experiences, which are, you know, very, they tend to maybe have the air of being a little too uptight, maybe only for wine snobs, this, that. It's very approachable. The wait staff, the sommeliers that are there are very knowledgeable and will help you get through the wine experience. If you're a wine novice and just want to try some wines, they will totally hook you up and will make it fun and enjoyable for you and your friends. And if you happen to take your family there, they've got all kinds of things there. And they also have an amazing list of not only some of the best wines in the world, but also some of the best spirits and the cocktails as well.
You can get 2-ounce pours. So if you're not sure about a wine, you can always order the 2-ounce pour. And the other thing is, you can get some of those really, really expensive wines that you can't afford a glass of. You can get 2 ounces of that, and that way you can at least try one of those high-end wines.
I love it.
Number two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You knew it had to be here. La Cava del Tequila in Epcot over there in the Mexico Pavilion. It's the essence of Mexico with over 200 tequilas, top shelf cocktails, Mexican beers and wine. You can try a tequila flight. You can try their awesome margaritas. That's kind of their piece, what they're known for, and some little snacks and things like that. But one of the most important parts of La Cava del Tequila, as many cocktails and tequilas and margaritas that they've had, is probably one of the best margarita crafters in the world, Pepe. He is the man. Every time La Cava posts something on social media and I say cheers to Pepe, like, they always like that, because Pepe is still there. He's still making drinks at the highest level, and everyone there at the staff, from their PR people to just everybody in there, just amazing. They're great.
Now, you always get the mezcal.
Okay, yes, I get the mezcal. It's a little smoky. It is a tequila-based drink, but it is smoky, and mezcal in anything is kind of my steez, so I'm all about it.
I like the spicy margaritas that they have there. Also, on the other end of the spectrum is the avocado margarita that they have.
Yep.
Which is really good. And when you do, when you order a shot of tequila, it comes with sangrita. And their sangrita is amazing. It is the best sangrita I've had anywhere.
So it's not sangria. It's
no, sangrita.
That's so tell them what sangrita is.
It is... The best way I can explain it is it kind of like
it's almost like a pico.
A cross between a Bloody Mary,
yeah,
without like just the Bloody Mary mix, uh-huh, with pico de gallo, if yeah, that makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of weird, but it's cool.
But it's theirs is incredible.
It's good, y'all. It's good. And not only do I like the mezcal and just doing, it's something you can sip, it's, you know, or sipping tequilas and things like that. But you turned me on to this, Kristen. It is the El Diablo, which is the black tequila, fresh lime, agave, cucumber, jalapeno juice, and hibiscus salt rim. Mm-hmm. So that is a great drink. It's a little bit of heat, savory, but a lot of heat. And it's really unique. It's very cool. So La Cava del Tequila, it's a small, you know, as it says, it's a tequila cave. It's their little, you know, their version of a wine cellar. So it's really hard to get into. Good luck getting there. Get there early and prepared.
Yes.
Be prepared and follow them on social media for specials that they will have for shots of tequila and such. So a great way to kick off your day over at World Showcase. Okay, can you believe it?
Number one.
It had to be number one, y'all.
It is Raglan Road Irish Pub and Restaurant.
If you know us, we've never had a bad experience at Raglan Road. We've had the Sorcerer Radio meet up there. We've always taken our friends there. We always have a great time checking out all the great live entertainment there. The great Irish pub feeling, because it really does encapsulate the Irish pub experience. Now, I've never been to Ireland proper. We've been to some pubs in Europe, and it's been very cool. Like, I've been to a lot of pubs in Europe and not necessarily in Ireland, and I can tell you that I want to go get a true Guinness pour in an Irish pub, legit. But until then, this will be my place to go to get that.
We have been going here since 2003 and have every single trip been to Raglan Road, which that makes it the place that we have been more than any other place at Walt Disney World.
Yeah. And even though Chef Kevin Dundon isn't there anymore, I will say that it's still very good. The staff is amazing. The beer selection, of course, is great. The perfect Guinness pour there. And the pub food is to die for.
I want to see if my favorite dish is still on the menu.
I'm sure it is. You know, I mean, I come there, of course, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I'm there for the Guinness.
Oh, okay.
I'm there for the Guinness pour. Of course, they have the Kilkenny and the Harp and the Smithwicks, everything else there, you know, in terms of beers from Ireland, you know, but go ahead. Which one's your favorite?
I don't see it.
What, the chowder? They don't have your chowder anymore?
I don't see it.
Oh, no. Could be.
Did they get rid of the It's Not Bleeding chowder?
Oh, they probably don't have it because they can't get the ingredients. Could be. But in normal
I don't
times,
like that. That was my favorite.
Yeah, the bangers and mash is great, of course. The burger, fish and chips.
Good. You can never go wrong with their fish and chips.
But, you know, we're there for the drinks and the entertainment, right? So the specialty libations, they've got a blood orange bourbon, the Bailey salted ice, the Bailey salted caramel Irish coffee, which is yum. It's great. The Dublin Donkey, which is the small batch whiskey, ginger beer. That's, of course, my thing. It's the mule. It's their mule. Right.
The rosemary and maple whiskey sour sounds really good.
Yep. There's nothing bad on this, y'all. Nothing bad on it, but you're there for the beer. So please check out the beer. They've got the flights of whiskey as well. If you're into Jameson's, Irish whiskey, Bushmills, Founders, Jameson. I mean, all the regular suspects are there if you're down with that. It's all good. They even have Scotch whiskey like the Dewars, which is great. Macallan. I mean, it's all there if you like Scotch. this is the place for you. And of course, American whiskey as well. So just for the whiskey flights, the Irish whiskey, the Scotch whiskey, the American whiskeys, all the beer that they have there, all the great pub food, the entertainment, the bands that play there, it just makes for an amazing time, fun for the whole family, but definitely those that really want to kick off their shoes and enjoy their time at Disney Spring. That's all I can say about that. Can you imagine?
Do they still have the little sausages that we like?
Yeah, the, what is it? The
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Is it the what do they call it? Looks like they may not. Surely they do, because they have the bangers and mash.
I can't remember what those were called. I'm drawing a blank on it, but oh, they were good. They're little breaded, like little smokies that they breaded, yes. Kind of like that.
Yes. I'll be looking for it. Maybe it's the late night dining that they have it in. So the Dalkey Duo.
Yes,
they still have it, y'all.
Okay, that's it. Yes.
Yep, the Dalkey Duo. That's, yeah, you got to have the Irish beer, and then you get the Dalkey Duo, which is the mustard battered
cocktail
weenies. Yeah, which is great. So I can't believe it. Can you
Number
believe it?
Seven. Oop,
why did I do that?
Because you need to do that for Lee.
I did it for Lee.
You did it for Lee.
If you're playing along, Lee, I didn't fail you. I pressed the wrong number. It always happens. By the way, in the chat, Laura Halloran says, best entertainment and atmosphere, whiskey sampler, beet salad, try the goat cheese. Mm.
With fried goat cheese.
Yeah. And Joan also says, love sitting outside a Nomad Lounge. We like to go back by the river and watch the cavalcades. Yeah, I agree 100%. Well, this was an amazing show. Huge list. Enjoy Father's Day. It's going to be a lot of fun. Wherever you go, whatever you do, thank you so much for listening to the Disney List. You can follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram. Kristen, people can book their vacation with you where?
ThemeParksAndCruises@gmail.com.
And where else can they find you?
They can check out diningatdisney.com. You can check out the podcast as well as our different social medias. And I don't know what we'll be talking about this week. But if you're curious about Avengers Campus, definitely check out last week's episode.
Yep, definitely do that. I know that Kat will probably talk about her side of Avengers Campus this time, because I know we focused a lot on Bubs, but I'm sure you're going to talk a lot more about that. Can't wait. Be sure to check out my sister podcast, which is Skull Rock Podcast. Myself and Dave Bossert, former Disney animator and author, all-around good guy, filmmaker. We had a very special guest this past week, Bruce Lanoil. Bruce is the voice of Timon for the attractions, all the attractions there. He's also a Henson Muppeteer, so he was involved in everything from Muppets Tonight to the Muppets vignettes that you'll find. Muppets do the popcorn shrimp with the Swedish Chef. He did all those Muppeteers for Muppets Most Wanted and Muppets Tonight. And gosh, he's just been with the Hensons forever. And is doing, of course, some new stuff for Jim Henson as well. He's also played the Cat in the Hat when Dr. Seuss was doing stuff. So, yeah, Bruce, he's just super funny. And we talk about his career there working for Sid and Marty Krofft and Disney. So be on the lookout for that for Skull Rock Podcast, everywhere you find podcasts. And I'd like to thank our friends there, Disney Dorks. They're great. You need to check out that group. Sorcerer Radio, of course, is Sorcerer Radio Network and the SR Fun Zone, Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone on Facebook, as well as
Discord. What is it?
Discord, yes, on Discord. It's been a long, long weekend, guys.
Also, check out WDW Park Hoppers, as well as Disney Parks Podcast.
Laura says, we love you, 3000. Yeah, we love you, too. So thank you so much. Be sure to also subscribe to the show wherever you get podcasts and leave us those 5-star reviews. It could be on Apple. It could be wherever else, but we do appreciate that. So I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen. And we'll see you real soon.
Have a great week.
It's not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
Music by Replay Heroes. Check them out on Facebook. Replay Heroes. I'm Al John Go, co-host of the Disney List podcast, as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock Podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they'd want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.